Washoe County high schools that are exceeding their capacity, of which there are already 7, have various schedule constraints that take year-round school off the table.
High schools, you can't go into a multi-track calendar. Lots of reasons why, because of equity, because of all the elective classes, it's because of testing. For instance, I mean, you can't have some kids off when college apps are due.
That's Pete Etchard, the district's chief operations officer. He says if no new schools are built to address overcrowding, high schools and middle schools may have to implement a drastic measure known as double sessions.
Double sessions, it's basically running 2, say, high schools out of 1 high school. One that goes early in the morning till like midday, and you go one that starts at like in the afternoon and goes until the evening.
Etchard says double sessions would have some kids waiting for buses at 5 a.m., while others wouldn't get home from school until 6 p.m. or later. Dylan Shaver, a mining lobbyist who lives in Reno, is the vice chair of the Washoe County Committee charged with trying to address overcrowding. He remembers experiencing double sessions himself growing up in Clark County.
School for me started at 6 o'clock in the morning. We'd go till just before lunchtime, and then afterwards, an entire new school would move in. So new students, new teachers in the classrooms, and new administrators.
Shaver says most of his friends were on the afternoon track, and he was on morning, which was
sort of an alienating experience for a kid. You know, it's like, you know, you've spent all your time in elementary school and middle school making all these friends, and well, sorry, you're not going to see them anymore. Go find new ones.
Along with students, double sessions have an impact on families and the community.
As a parent, you've got to worry about what is happening to your kids when they get out of school at 12:45 and the time you get home from work at 5:30. Or the other way around, you have a kid who is getting home from school right around dinner time. You know, if you're going to help them with their homework or anything like that, you have to do that before bedtime because you're going to go to work the next day and they're going to be at home for however many hours until the start of their day.
Double sessions could affect local businesses too, many of which rely on high school age employees to fill afternoon shifts.
Who's going to hire a high schooler whose availability is going to be, you know, from 8 in the morning until noon?
Most local parents have yet to hear about double sessions, but when they do, opinions are mixed. Ashley Jennings, who has stepkids in middle and high school, says she thinks her family would adapt.
I feel like I could be pretty flexible, but we also have flexible jobs for us picking them up and things like that.
Joe Chavez, whose daughter and son will both be starting middle school next year, sees several problems.
The middle school is already starting at like 6:30 or 7 o'clock or something, right? So they're already starting early. And, you know, there's been studies that show that starting kids that age, that early, actually just kind of ruins their mind for the day. I'm not at all thrilled about that time frame anyway.
Chavez says it could also impact his kids' ability to do after-school activities and could result in higher childcare costs. But most importantly, he's concerned about his son's ability to cope.
My son has autism, which, you know, transitions like that are going to be interesting for him because he's got a routine now that's pretty well set and he's happy about it, so that could be challenging.
While the idea of double sessions may sound extreme, both the district's Pete Etchert and the Washoe County Overcrowding Committee's Dylan Shaffer say it's possible and soon.
In our projections, we have roughly 7 middle schools and high schools that look like they're in that danger zone as we go forward over the next 5-6 years.
There are so many portables on the campus at McQueen High School that they actually cannot get a permit to put any more up there. I mean, this is an issue now. And, you know, whether double sessions come in 1 year or 5 years, if there is not something that happens soon, there is no doubt in my mind that we're going to see that eventually.
Despite all the buzz about the huge education package passed by the state legislature earlier this year, many people don't know that it specifically prohibits using those funds for repairs or new schools. That oversight has left the district scrambling to find other solutions to a nearly $70 million annual discrepancy between the meager capital funding it has and what's really needed. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.